3. Identity and Diversity of the Master Spirits. The seven Master Spirits are indescribable beings, but they are distinctly and definitely personal. They have names, but we elect to introduce them by number. As primary personalizations of the Infinite Spirit, they are akin, but as primary expressions of the seven possible associations of triune deity, they are essentially diverse in nature. And this diversity of nature determines their differential of superuniverse conduct. These seven Master Spirits may be described as follows. Master Spirit Number 1. In a special manner, this spirit is the direct representation of the Paradise Father. He is a peculiar and efficient manifestation of the power, love, and wisdom of the Universal Father. He is the close associate and supernal advisor of the Chief of Mystery Monitors, that being who presides over the College of Personalized Adjusters on Divinington. In all associations of the seven Master Spirits, it is always Master Spirit Number 1 who speaks for the Universal Father. This spirit presides over the first superuniverse and, while unfailingly exhibiting the divine nature of a primary personalization of the Infinite Spirit, seems more especially to resemble the Universal Father in character. He is always in personal liaison with the seven reflective spirits at the headquarters of the first superuniverse. Master Spirit Number 2. This spirit adequately portrays the matchless nature and charming character of the Eternal Son, the firstborn of all creation. He is always in close association with all orders of the sons of God, whenever they may happen to be in the residential universe as individuals or in joyous conclave. In all the assemblies of the seven Master Spirits, he always speaks for and in behalf of the Eternal Son. This spirit directs the destinies of Superuniverse Number 2 and rules this vast domain much as would the Eternal Son. He is always in liaison with the seven reflective spirits situated at the capital of the second superuniverse. Master Spirit Number 3. This spirit personality especially resembles the Infinite Spirit, and he directs the movements and work of many of the high personalities of the Infinite Spirit. He presides over their assemblies and is closely associated with all personalities who take exclusive origin in the third source and center. When the seven Master Spirits are in council, it is Master Spirit Number 3 who always speaks for the Infinite Spirit. This spirit is in charge of Superuniverse Number 3, and he administers the affairs of this segment much as would the Infinite Spirit. He is always in liaison with the reflective spirits at the headquarters of the third superuniverse. Master Spirit Number 4. Partaking of the combined natures of the Father and the Son, this Master Spirit is the determining influence regarding Father-Son policies and procedures in the councils of the seven Master Spirits. This Spirit is the chief director and advisor of those ascendant beings who have attained the Infinite Spirit and thus have become candidates for seeing the Son and the Father. He fosters that enormous group of personalities taking origin in the Father and the Son. When it becomes necessary to represent the Father and the Son in the association of the seven Master Spirits, it is always Master Spirit Number 4 who speaks. This spirit fosters the fourth segment of the grand universe in accordance with his peculiar association of the attributes of the Universal Father and the Eternal Son. He is always in personal liaison with the reflective spirits of the headquarters of the fourth superuniverse. Master Spirit Number 5. This divine personality, who exquisitely blends the character of the Universal Father in the Infinite Spirit, is the advisor of that enormous group of beings known as the Power Directors, Power Centers, and Physical Controllers. This spirit also fosters all personalities taking origin in the Father and the Conjoint Actor. In the councils of the seven Master Spirits, when the Father-Spirit attitude is in question, it is always Master Spirit Number 5 who speaks. This spirit directs the welfare of the fifth superuniverse in such a way as to suggest the combined action of the Universal Father and the Infinite Spirit. He is always in liaison with the reflective spirits at the headquarters of the fifth superuniverse. Master Spirit Number 6. This divine being seems to portray the combined character of the eternal Son and the infinite Spirit. Whenever the creatures jointly created by the Son and the Spirit foregather in the central universe, it is this Master Spirit who is their advisor. And whenever, in the councils of the seven Master Spirits, it becomes necessary to speak conjointly for the eternal Son and the infinite Spirit, it is Master Spirit number 6 who responds. This spirit directs the affairs of the 6th superuniverse, much as would the eternal Son and the infinite Spirit. He is always in liaison with the reflective spirits at the headquarters of the 6th superuniverse. Master Spirit number 7. The presiding spirit of the 7th superuniverse is a uniquely equal portrayal of the universal Father, the eternal Son, and the infinite Spirit. The 7th spirit, the fostering advisor of all triune origin beings, is also the advisor and director of all the ascending pilgrims of Havona, those lowly beings who have attained the courts of glory through the combined ministry of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. The 7th Master Spirit is not organically representative of the Paradise Trinity, but it is a known fact that his personal and spiritual nature is the conjoint actor's portraiture in equal proportions of the three infinite persons whose deity union is the Paradise Trinity, and whose function as such is the source of the personal and spiritual nature of God the Supreme. Hence, the 7th Master Spirit discloses a personal and organic relationship to the Spirit Person of the Evolving Supreme. Therefore, in the Master Spirit Councils on High, when it becomes necessary to cast the ballot for the combined personal attitude of the Father, Son, and Spirit, or to depict the spiritual attitude of the Supreme Being, it is Master Spirit number 7 who functions. He thus inherently becomes the presiding head of the Paradise Council of the 7 Master Spirits. No one of the 7 spirits is organically representative of the Paradise Trinity, but when they unite as sevenfold deity, this union in a deity sense, not in a personal sense, equivalates to a functional level associable with Trinity functions. In this sense, the sevenfold spirit is functionally associable with the Paradise Trinity. It is also in this sense that Master Spirit number 7 sometimes speaks in confirmation of Trinity attitudes, or rather, acts as spokesman for the attitude of the sevenfold spirit union regarding the attitude of the threefold deity union, the attitude of the Paradise Trinity. The multiple functions of the 7th Master Spirit thus range from a combined portraiture of the personal natures of the Father, Son, and Spirit, through a representation of the personal attitude of God the Supreme, to a disclosure of the deity attitude of the Paradise Trinity. And in certain respects, this presiding spirit is similarly expressive of the attitudes of the ultimate and of the supreme ultimate. It is Master Spirit number 7 who, in his multiple capacities, personally sponsors the progress of the ascension candidates from the worlds of time in their attempts to achieve comprehension of the undivided deity of supremacy. Such comprehension involves a grasp of the existential sovereignty of the Trinity of Supremacy, so coordinated with a concept of the growing experiential sovereignty of the Supreme Being, as to constitute the creature grasp of the unity of supremacy. Creature realization of these three factors equals Havona comprehension of Trinity reality and endows the pilgrims of time with the ability eventually to penetrate the Trinity, to discover the three infinite persons of deity. The inability of the Havona pilgrims fully to find God the Supreme is compensated by the 7th Master Spirit, whose triune nature in such a peculiar manner is revelatory of the Spirit Person of the Supreme. During the present universe age of the non-contactability of the person of the Supreme, Master Spirit number 7 functions in the place of the God of ascendant creatures in the matter of personal relationships. He is the one high spirit being that all ascenders are certain to recognize and somewhat comprehend when they reach the centers of glory. This Master Spirit is always in liaison with the reflective spirits of Uversa, the headquarters of the 7th superuniverse, our own segment of creation. His administration of Orvontin discloses the marvelous symmetry of the coordinate blending of the divine natures of the Father, Son, and Spirit.